Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the October 28th, 2025 meeting of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals are recorded. Decisions of this board are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. Okay, we have a quorum. Please stand and face the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The minutes of the previous meeting have been forwarded to everyone. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
I move to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved. Okay. Do we have to approve the 2026 meeting calendar?
Yes, sir. Let me pull this up for you. And right here is the county ZBA.
Okay.
Proposed agenda. Meeting agenda, sorry.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments? Hey, is there a motion to approve the calendar?
A motion. A second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There's no old business. Okay. Number one on the regular agenda is 218 Bradley Creek Drive.
We'll start with the staff report and then after you have an opportunity to speak. Yep.
Oh, yes, yes. All those who expect to testify, would you please stand and raise your right hand, please?
This one for both of them?
No, for both. Okay, I'll just swear everyone in for both. Okay? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self God. Okay?
Okay, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. My name is Sadie Ishlerant with Development Services. Here to talk about 218 Bradley Creek Drive. So the petitioner is requesting a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 55 feet to 50 feet in association with the construction of an attached garage in the R1A/EO zoning district. The lot is currently vacant and the petitioner is proposing a primary dwelling and multiple accessory structures. Here is an aerial image of the site. It's located on the southern edge of Whitmarsh Island. The subject property measures just over 38,000 square feet or 0.88 acres, and it is a conforming parcel. It is inside the 500-year flood zone. And as mentioned, the subject property is vacant. The petitioner has proposed a site plan that has a primary dwelling with a building footprint of 7,811 square feet, and then also a proposed attached accessory structure. That is what is encroaching into the front yard setback, and that has a proposed building footprint of about 1,194 square feet. So what they're asking for is the variance from the front yard setback of 55 feet as seen here in the zoning ordinance. The proposed development does meet all other setbacks and March buffer requirements. And in terms of how this is viewed upon the zoning ordinance, the zoning ordinance finds that there is no extraordinary or exceptional conditions that pertain to this parcel. The parcel is vacant and does not have any hardships that act as a barrier to building the single family dwelling by right. And there are no physical conditions that are peculiar to this piece of property as well. The petitioner is able to adjust their site plan to meet this, to meet the front yard setback. And then here is a site plan that they are proposing. Here's the front of the property and here's the rear. Here's the primary dwelling with an accessory structure here here, here. I believe there's an auto court between the two garages. And then this line here is the front yard setback that they're requesting a variance from. Here's a better zoomed in image of this portion of the garage is what is encroaching into the front yard setback. So given that there is no hardship, MPC staff recommends denial of the variance request. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none. Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone here to speak for? Yes, sir. If you would identify yourself, you've already been sworn in.
My name is Ben Wall. I'm the property owner. Have you given them the – okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I am requesting a variance, and the reason for our variance is when we were laying out the house, we went and put markers where the auto court and the garages are going to be. We have a large family with three boys, and they're between 8 and 11 years old, and we're building this as our last residence. And we have a large pickup trucks and Suburbans because of this. And when we got into the auto court, it became apparent that the auto court was too small between the garages. And it's kind of one of those things. I don't know if y'all remember the movie Austin Powers, where he got in the golf cart and went back and forth a couple times. And we would have that same situation here. And so we're requesting this 5 foot, expansion of the auto court so we can have a good ingress and egress of the driveway. When we realized that we needed a variance, I then approached my neighbor to the north at 212 Bradley Creek and asked them if it was okay. And she said, yes, she didn't see a problem with it. And I said, I needed that in a letter. And so we've presented a letter that she is, doesn't feel this is going to negatively affect her house and her value. And, the way the lot is, we've used our distance between our house as the front yard. And then they've got their side yard is the way the lot lays. And so there's a good bit of distance between this garage and their house. I think it's close to over 100 feet or right at 100 feet. And so again, she didn't see a problem with it. And so that's the reason for the request. I would hope that y'all would be willing, since she's okay with it, I hope that you guys would be allow for this.
I'm familiar with the lot, and I think that the house is positioned to make the best use of the property.
Do you have any questions for the gentleman? Sir, this is your home, right?
This will be my primary residence, yes, sir.
Okay.
And to what she's saying, the way that the lot and the way we had to counter that was because the view looking down the river, the best view is to turn the house to where the back of the house and the front of the house faces theirs. And so that was the reasoning for why this is the front setback and not the side.
Is this on the road that leads to the yacht club?
So
off that road?
It's off of that road. So you have if you're going to the yacht club, you have the first, spin off, and then you have the second one, which is the direct turn to the right.
To the right.
And it's the one all the way in the back.
Okay. So it's not even on the main road.
No, sir. No, it's off the main road.
And other than this nice lady here, do you have any other neighbors there?
I have O.C. Welch and Brianna Welch are my neighbors. And then there's a lady, and she just died. She's the neighbor, and I think they're figuring out their estate right now. She is the neighbor that is to – there's two people. The way it was is there was – original family, the Nanigas, and they had three parcels. You had Henry Naniga, and I don't even know if he's still alive anymore, but he was in his 90s, and then his sister, and then they split a tract that had the old dock house between it. It's a small, so it's about 125 feet wide. I don't even know if it's developable because of the width, but that's
Okay. Okay.
So there's plenty of space on the right side.
And I assume you've not heard any problems from us.
No, not at all. No.
I have no other questions. Does anyone else have any other questions?
This is Jenna Watkins speaking. Does the so the variance only really the encroachment over the setback only
yes, ma'am.
Really affects Catherine Warren?
That is correct.
Because it's on her side of the
property. It's on her side. The marsh is, you've got all the marsh and the river on that side, but it's closest to her property. The property is kind of on a peninsula.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here to speak for the variance? Is there anyone here to speak against? Hearing none, the evidence is closed. Okay, is there any discussion amongst the members of the board? If there's no questions, is there a motion?
A motion to approve.
Okay, there's been a motion to approve the request for variance. Okay, all those here, I'll call the roll. Ms. Watkins?
Approve.
Ms. Stone?
Approve.
Mr. Drayton?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard votes aye. So the variance is approved.
Okay. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you. And thank you for giving us the information you did.
Thank you all very much.
Okay. And number two on the agenda is 23 Penrose Drive.
Good morning, everyone, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Subhashi Karunaratna. I'm a planner at Development Services, and I'll be presenting the staff findings and the recommendations for the variance request at 23 Penrose Drive. Here, the petitioner is requesting a variance to reduce the required 30-foot marsh buffer setback to 10 feet to allow the construction of a pool in the rear yard. The 25-foot encroachment is necessitated because there's a mature live oak tree in the property, and placing the pool outside the buffer would be the only solution not to disturb the tree root, as that is the argument of the petitioner. This right here highlights the property, which is linear and very long. This is Penrose Drive and the south of this picture. And this is the site plan of the property, and marked right here is where the pool is going to be established. And this is their concept plan for the pool, and this circle shows the live oak tree, and you can see that it's a little bit shaded over the pool. So when we look at the background of the property, it is in the R1A environmental overlay zoning district, and it requires a 35-foot riparian buffer measured from the Department of Natural Resources jurisdictional marsh line. For the properties built near the marshland, a 25-foot riparian buffer is required by the state law, and an additional 10 feet is required as part of the Chatham County Environmental Overlay Zoning District, and this adds up to the 35 feet. The petitioner is requesting to eliminate the total of the 10 feet of the Chatham County buffer and a 15 feet more on the state buffer. And again, it's because of the live oak tree's location. So staff found that part of this parcel is lying within the 500-year floodplain, and there's no public utilities or water or sewer in the property, and also that the construction of the swimming pool is classified as an accessory recreational use, and it should abide by the standards of the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance, specifically relating to flood mitigation. And we all know about sea level rise and all the tragedies that we're going to face in the future. I'm not going to talk more onto that, but let's look at the variance criteria. So the staff found that the property does not present any extraordinary or exceptional conditions based solely on the size, shape, or topography. We also acknowledge that the percent of wetlands and tree protection requirements are common throughout the county, but these constraints on this property are not unique. And we also found that if the relief is granted, it would cause substantial detriment to the public good or impair the purpose and the intent of the zoning ordinance in Chatham County, because the purpose of the environmental overlay district is to protect the marshlands and maintain their environmental function. Encroaching 25 foot into the 35 foot buffer compromises the intent, particularly in light of the sea level rise and future marsh migration. Allowing construction within the buffer sets a precedent that could undermine the integrity of this protective standard. While the proposed variant would allow encroachment into the marsh buffer, the applicant has stated that it is intent to preserve the roots of the natural live oak tree, avoiding construction in other parts of the lot. However, the project will still involve grading within the buffer area to install the pool and may damage the root system of the tree. Although the marsh itself will not be directly impacted, the encroachment does reduce the width of the protected buffer and may affect its intended function. So based on these findings and review, the MPC staff recommends denial on this variance request. Thank you. I would like to answer any questions you would have.
Are there any questions from the board? This is Mr. Vineyard. Would you pull up the map again, please? I need to see the map.
Is the intention to just preserve the live oak tree and remove the magnolia tree?
I am unaware of the magnolia tree. That might be a question.
The magnolia tree is no longer. Sir, yes. This record is taped, and so we need always to identify ourselves as we're talking.
And that was Meredith Stone with that question. Thanks.
So let me understand this is Mr. Vineyard again. The buffer here is 35 feet, right?
Yes.
25 feet state, 10 feet Chatham County.
Chatham County, yes.
And they're proposing to do the variance is for how much of that 35 foot buffer?
25 feet.
So they're asking for a variance into the state buffer?
Yes, 15 feet into the state buffer.
Is that even something that we can do as a board? Sir, maybe you might tell us that, because this is the first time that has ever come before this board.
Good morning, Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I'm Jefferson Kirkland, Chatham County Environmental Program Manager. I did a site visit at the parcel in question. Ordinarily, there's a state waters buffer of 25 feet measured from the jurisdictional determination set by Coastal Resources Division. In this case, there's a functional bulkhead, which provides a exemption by rule to the state waters buffer. So in this case, the only buffer that would be applied is the 35-foot county riparian buffer as set forth in the zoning ordinance. And I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Are there any other questions? Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Would you please state your name and come on up and.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Michael Ross. I'm the owner of 23 Penrose Drive. So the real issue with this petition really has to do with preservation of the tree. A little background to understand better my lens that I look through when I approach this project. I have a master's degree in architecture from the University of Buffalo. I've also been published in a project, the University of Buffalo, on water reclamation and preserving actually downtown Buffalo. So my master's degree in architecture, my real focus was historical preservation, and it's a passion of mine. And so when I look at this project, I looked at through that lens of how do we preserve Savannah and, of course, its beautiful oak trees. Learning from Mr. Kirkland that the buffer that he's referring to, because I have that bulkhead, the state actually has no buffer for this project. So my concern was, first off, protecting the oak tree, trying to figure out how far to get that pool away from that tree to preserve it, in addition to protecting the marshland. They're two very important things that I'm passionate about myself. So I think we can clearly accomplish this by correcting the right location of this pool. So I hired Bartlett Tree Company to come to the property, do a site visit, and inform me from their professional perspective, where would the correct location be? First off, is it possible? Can we put a pool in here while protecting the salt marsh and protecting the tree? And if so, where's the location? And what's the methods of construction to use to preserve the root system that we heard is very important? They measured it out. They showed me exactly where it needs to be. And the biggest importance was basically with an oak tree, what I learned from them, if you look at the canopy of the oak tree, that's about the extent of the root system that it extends as the canopy. So if we can get the pool outside of the canopy, that will preserve, that'll be the best chance of preserving the oak tree. And there's room to do so. But in doing so, it encroaches on not the state buffer, because the state buffer is exempt at this point because I have a bulkhead, but it encroaches on Chatham County's buffer, which I thought that was an interesting thing that there's actually two different buffers. That was a learning process for me too. So what Bartlett recommends is using what's called an air spade to come in and do a precision cut, almost like with a scalpel, through the lawn where they would start digging, not to come in first with a backhoe to start tearing at the roots. When you do that, it actually damages the root system to the point where the tree will eventually likely die over a year. It takes a long time, but it would definitely damage the tree. But if they use an air spade and they cut it precisely, it allows the root almost to create like a scab on it. And then the roots go off from there and sprout new roots from where that is. So they said this is the best way to preserve it. And they're very confident in that the tree would survive just fine, as long as we kept it outside of that tree canopy. In addition, we've been fertilizing this tree for 2 years now to get to. They said you want to do that to get it to be as healthy as possible before you do any kind of work around it. So I've done the best research I could do from not only my professional background, but also look through that lens of preservation to try to find, is it feasible? Can we put that pool in? Where's the best location? Does the state care? Can we preserve the marsh? Can we preserve the tree? And from my research that I've done, the answer is yes to all of those with the right location and with the right methods of construction. Questions?
Are there any questions, this gentleman?
Just curious, I'm Meredith Stone for the record.
Morning.
Good morning. I'm curious as to the results of your arborist. I too have a background in design, and I'm just curious if there were alternatives that involved pruning the tree that would perhaps allow you to not encroach so far on the county's buffer.
Good question. So the tree has been pruned in the past few years to allow more light in for this potential process of putting the pool in. So there has been pruning done. They don't recommend any further pruning for the reason of continuing to damage the tree. So in their opinion, in my opinion, the tree is about as pruned as they're comfortable doing at this point. Good question.
Are there any other questions? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, you're welcome.
Is there anyone else to speak for the variance? Is there anyone here to speak against the variance? Okay. Hearing none, the evidence is closed. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, is there any discussion?
This is Jenna Watkins. It's nice that it's not encroaching on the state, but my one concern would be, looking at other votes in the past, if we allow one, do we allow others in the future encroaching for recreational?
Okay.
I reflect the same concern, and perhaps even maybe this is another question for the petitioner, but the size of the pool is also a decision, which continues to encroach further.
Can you identify yourself, please?
What informed the size of the pool that you selected?
Sure. So Michael Ross, property owner. So that's one thing that I'm negotiable on. I don't mean negotiable, but open for discussion, the better word. So the initial plan was 15 by 30. It worked within the setbacks of the property, and it worked within the setbacks. So initially, when I saw the ruling of Mr. Kirkland that there is no state buffer, my assumption was that you had Chatham County's 10-foot in addition to the state 25. And so when I read the law about this, I thought, well, that's perfect because the state no longer requires a buffer. So 10 feet off the marsh is what y'all need, which would be 10 feet in addition to the state buffer. So my logic was that if there is no state buffer, then if I take it 10 feet off the marsh, I'm within the rules of all of this. Apparently that's not the case. The Chatham County still requires a 35 feet, although it does make me think the intent of the law was to add 10 feet to the state buffer. So therefore, if the state buffer is zero right now and we add the 10 feet, that's the intent, then I'm at exactly, so the petition is exactly where it should be. We're at 10 feet off the state buffer, which is zero right now. Does that make sense? Am I explaining that correctly? Or the way that I'm interpreting it?
Well, that's.
I'm talking about intent.
This is Mr. Vineyard again. I'm a little confused, actually. This is the first time this has sort of come up here. Mr. Kirkland, could you come on back, please?
Yeah.
Sit back down.
Yes, please. And give us a short course on this, please.
This is Jefferson Kirkland, Chatham County again. Specifically, your question is concerning the two buffers.
What is the Chatham County buffer, you know, on this lot?
Sure. So, and it's really up to the zoning administrator to interpret the zoning ordinance, but my understanding, based on years of experience with this, the state waters buffer that I am responsible for enforcing is a erosion and sedimentation control buffer. Its purpose is to prevent sediment from leaving a construction site during construction activities. When construction activities are complete, the state waters buffer, it doesn't go away, but it is not enforced the same way the county riparian buffer is. Again, the intent of the state waters buffer is to prevent sediment from entering state waters during land disturbing activities. So grubbing, grading, fill, construction, anything that disturbs the surface of the soil or removes the vegetative cover. The county riparian buffer's purpose is a water quality benefit when you're adjacent to coastal marshlands. It's a pollution prevention buffer. It's an aesthetic buffer because state waters are a public resource. When folks are enjoying the use of state waters, either on a boat or a kayak or a paddleboard, whatever, swimming, the idea is that there's a screen, a natural screen from development that occurs adjacent to the water. So the county buffer is enforced regardless of construction activities. And that's why we have this variance process, is so that this board can examine what's appropriate, what impacts are appropriate to that buffer. So does that sort of clarify the purposes of the two buffers?
Yes. Yeah. This is Mr. Vineyard again. So is the width of the buffer 10 feet or 35 feet?
It's 35 feet. They overlap.
Okay.
So it's not 35 plus 10.
No.
It's an overlapping 35.
Yeah, the 35-foot buffer that is imposed by Chatham County is, I would say, underneath the 25-foot buffer that is triggered by land-disturbing activity that's enforced by the state.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Happy to, at another time, present a presentation. It's about time we did that. You've got some new board members, and I've gone through this in the past when we had new board members, but
well, I
we can do something formal.
Yeah, this is Mr. Vineyard again. I mean, I've been sitting on this board for a couple of years, and this is really the first time this question has come before us, and we don't want to do anything we can't do. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So this is Jenna Watkins again. So the possibility of a smaller pool is there that would encroach less as well.
Okay, is there any other discussion? I was asking the board, sir. I'll give you one more chance to speak, okay, if you'd like to come up.
Thank you, sir. Just a question. Did you all get the pictures, Michael Ross again, did you all get the pictures that I sent over? There's about 15 pictures of the property with a tree showing different perspectives so you can get a good view of what we're talking about. I wasn't certain if you got them. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. Is there any other discussion? Do we have a motion?
What is the protocol for continuance for redesign?
That is in the board's purview. If you feel like they need to come back at a later time with a redesign, then that's your purview to state that.
Okay. And if we were to move forward with a denial, then they would not be able to come back for how much time?
1 year.
Okay.
Unless it's a different request.
Is that the consensus of the board? Okay.
If you choose to continue it, it has to be date certain.
Okay. Sir, we're about the easiest people there are to get along with, but we are bound by the law. And, you know, sometimes we grant exceptions and sometimes we don't. And most of those exceptions are not on the marsh line. We have been very, very careful. As you might imagine, I live out at the landings. Hell, every other lot out there needs an exemption to be on the, about the marsh or the ponds or whatever. So what we're trying to do, I think, is help you here. So do I have a motion
I'd like to see a redesign.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Jenna Watkins, I motion for a redesign.
So I guess we are moving for a continuance.
Continuance, yeah.
And we will give you to the March meeting. Okay. Does that work?
Actually, I think it needs to be within 90 days.
90 days? Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
The February meeting? Is that 90 or January?
January.
Okay. To the January meeting, even better. Okay. For you. Okay. Is there a second to the motion that we continue this matter to the January meeting?
Second.
Okay. I'm going to call the roll. Mr. Drayton?
Aye.
Ms. Watkins?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard votes aye. Okay. So, sir, this is continued to January to give you the opportunity to redesign this where it encroaches less on the setback. Okay.
May I ask for feedback? I would love to.
Sir, we can't tell you what to do.
Okay.
We're just giving you the opportunity. Otherwise, you were going to get denied. And if we deny you, you can't come back for a year.
I appreciate that.
Okay. So I think Ms. Stone is doing you a favor. Okay. Okay. So all. The motion passes. Okay. So this matter is continued to the January meeting. Okay. And thank you. Okay. Is there any other business to come before the meeting today? Oh, yes. Ms. Watkins, would you restate your motion on the previous one? Give me a reason. Okay.
I motioned to approve the previous vote based off of the letter from the neighbor whose property it would be affecting. And it appears that she has no issue based off of her letter. So I see no issue in letting them. It is not a big encroachment.
And can we add that there would be a hardship to the homeowner?
Yes, there would be.
Okay. Yeah. So the motion is amended to, as there is no, obviously no objection from any of the homeowners or the neighborhood neighbors, and it would be a hardship on the homeowner. Okay. Okay. The motion has been restated. I will call the roll again. Mr. Drayton?
Aye.
Ms. Watkins?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard votes aye. Okay. Is there any other business to come before the meeting? Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.